How does the re-envisioning of our mission and purpose impact our priorities, meaning our actions and the allocation of our resources going forward? If nothing else, it dictates that we redefine the milestones and measures necessary to take us to our destination. Again, our mission is to make the good news of God's kingdom accessible to the marginalized and accelerate the depth and speed of their understanding of it through innovative and non-traditional means. Out of the fulfillment of this mission will come our financial blessing, a return on our investment, and the non-material blessing we will receive for making a difference today and leaving a lasting legacy in this world that continues to make a difference. In light of this pivot, the activities we should engage in and the milestones we should strive to reach are as follows. 1. Create the ministry model. Put our resources into creating a ministry model that allows us to reach the marginalized and accelerate the depth and speed of their learning of the gospel. Because we are creating something that has not and does not exist, an iterative approach of trial and error will be required. We start not by designing the perfect model, but by taking the first step as to what we think it should be, using it, making it available, and taking the feedback we get from our attempts to adjust and refine the model until it is effective. Creating the model requires not only a certain level of biblical scholarship, but also a prophetic anointing. An ear to the voice of God will be required to receive the input and direction from Him that will allow us to create what He has purposed us to create. His voice will guide us on what we curate and how we put it together to create the larger thematic contexts that are important to Him. 2. Align our technical resources. We align our resources and tools to support the implementation and refinement of the model. Our resources and tools are primarily the teachings of others in video form, technologies, especially AI, and the body of written knowledge, the Bible, and biblical scholarship. There will be a slight deviation from our former approach of putting a significant amount of resources into the AI to make sure it was unique and powerful, different from anything else. Now, a significant amount of our resources must go towards making content available, the teachings, videos, and the body of written information, the Bible, and biblical scholarship. Technology has to be seen as an ever-changing vehicle that enables us to do this. We must hold technology loosely and fluidly so that we can keep up with the pace of innovation and continuously leverage it to become more effective in fulfilling our mission. We master it to the degree that we can effectively leverage it, not to distinguish ourselves by it. We will now be distinguished by the model that the technology enables. 3. Engaging our customer, the world. We must now heighten our focus on the engagement of those we serve, our customers. This means we must invest considerable time and resources towards communication in the form of written articles, blogs, podcasts, public appearances, and connection with the community. We must use the outlets available for communication and reaching out without conforming to the ways in which these tools for communication and engagement are currently used. This can be difficult in a best practice, do what everyone else has done and we're successful at world of communication. For example, we mustn't conform to the paradigm of social media algorithms based on the number of likes. Neither should we measure the effectiveness of our communication using benchmarks set forth by the world of social media. This paradigm drives people into a level of conformity to social systems without them even being aware that they're being driven to conform. We need to pioneer a new way to leverage modern communication tools to achieve our communication strategies. This requires a purposeful focus on the intended outcomes of our communication strategy rather than trying to search out the ways others have succeeded and mimic their approach. This will require we leverage current modern communication platforms, but create communication paradigms that break the mold rather than follow the crowd. 4. Partner with content creators. We must partner with the community of content creators whose content we curate. We need their buy-in to our mission and their willingness to participate, minimally by at least providing us access and trusting us with their content. Creating this network or community extends beyond the basic issues of copyright and permission to use content. It requires the creation of ties of trust, and a focus on a partnership of mutual enablement and benefit in fulfilling each other's missions. Given that we are the unknown party in this partnership, at least to start, this effort must be led by someone who truly understands the art of creating relationships and who will not be intimidated by the size and success of the partners we seek to collaborate with. They have to believe that our common missions of spreading the gospel can be the foundation for creating engaging and trusting relationships, despite denominational, theological, or cultural differences. An understanding of reciprocity in relationships and a mindset of grace rather than judgment will be important. But even more important is the need to believe and understand that God will create the alliances necessary to achieve our mission and not our ability to notarize ourselves. Because actually, the mission is His, not ours.